Good Super Bowl morning to everyone. Chuck Jines documenting the human experience. Journalism and media, very different things indeed. I got that little saying from a Ralph Nader podcast here recently about their little investigation into the media bias concerning what is happening in Gaza. It goes across the board, though. And one of the things that they mentioned was a media or a news landscape. And I thought this was really key and important, and it's something that I've talked about in past podcasts as well. If someone truly wants to be a responsible citizen and truly to be informed and want to know what is best and what is true, you can't wake up in the morning and, you know, read one paper and expect to be informed. Especially in today's really sad climate when it comes to journalism, because we have a lot of media today, and I call it the kiddie table, where people are spitting their peas back and forth and refusing to eat their green beans, and it's a food fight. And I refer to it as the kiddie table. They were referring it to kind of like a sporting event. When they said this, I thought it like Dan Bongino. You know, if you want kind of like the gotcha play-by-play, like it's a sporting event, you got your team and their team. Forget about the truth. This is your team needs to win. That's a Dan Bongino, Tucker Carlson, and the left has all kinds of stuff like that as well. I don't mean to just pick on one side, but I thought about those people in particular, because they are kind of more in the forefront of things here lately. You know, if we look at the defamation suit by Dominion with Fox News, it's really interesting. Here we have really clear example of the difference between journalism and news media. You know, news media is concerned with two things: one, promoting a particular political agenda, and probably more importantly, profits. And when we got into the internal text messaging behind the scenes of the staff at Fox News, this is why they had to settle for almost $1 billion. And Tucker Carlson was the most striking. His text messages to Sean Hannity and to Laura Ingraham and other people, it became real clear that Tucker's motivation is viewership and stockholders, and is really amazing. Now, the other amazing thing, and an example of this, most of the GOP Republican base mega supporters have no idea that even happened, because you're not going to hear about these text messages on Fox News or Newsmax or whatever little bubble they listen to. And that's what I mean by having a media landscape. These type of people are not, and the left has them too. Doesn't matter what side it's on, but they're more concerned with their team and profit margins and things like that. And so the general public is pretty ill-informed, and because we don't have a whole lot of journalism today, and we have a whole lot of news media going on. And, you know, one of the things that the founders were really keen to express, and one of the reasons why we have the First Amendment, is that this type of republic, this type of formula of liberal government, where citizens are allowed to be free, cannot function, cannot survive unless the general public is accurately informed. But it's turned into the kiddie table, or or there's a food fight, or, you know, like I said today, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I do know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but I couldn't tell you what teams are involved. And but I do know the truth of what is occurring in Gaza. And you and I might be different that way. You might not know what's going on in Gaza, or the truth of what is going on. It's really amazing to me. You know, another example of this. So here we have the most televised case of ethnic cleansing in human history. But it's not being presented that way very, very much. So, you know, develop a media landscape where you have a palette that you can survey and then, you know, formulate your own opinions based off of that rather than just one side or one team or all of those things. You know, look for journalism more so than news media because they are very, very different things.